Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. Today on the show, we're super excited to welcome the incomparable Miss Mary Beth Evans. Most of you probably know her as Kayla Brady from The Days of Our Lives, Catherine Bell from The General Hospital, or as Sarah Garrett on The Bay. Today, I am letting my esteemed colleague and co-host, Emily, take the lead on this interview, but I'll be around as your wingman, so let's get started. Hey, Ann, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm excited for this. Are you?
Yes, me too. You know how excited I am. I've been, like, super hyper,
counting the days.
Okay.
Absolutely. And with that said, I think I'm going to welcome our special guest to the show. So let's welcome the lovely and talented Miss Mary Beth Evans to the show. Hey, Mary
Hello.
Beth, how are you?
I'm good. I'm calling from Southern California. I know you guys aren't actually close to here.
Yeah, unfortunately.
you're in Ohio and D.C. in Tennessee.
Right.
Yep.
But I have been.
I was just in Indiana. It was nice.
I have been out to L.A. Once on vacation. And it's pretty nice out there. So.
Yeah. Did the traffic drive you crazy?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. It's out of hand. It really is out of hand. But I'm
too
lucky because most things I do, with the Bay, often I invite them to my house to shoot, so I don't have to drive anywhere. And then Days of Our Lives is like 15 minutes from my house, so I think I have it pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
No.
Okay, so.
Well, not in L.A.'s standard, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Okay, so Cody, so we have like three different sections of questions because I didn't want to like be random. So we're going to start with the Bay and then we'll talk about Days and then we have like fun questions. Okay.
Okay.
So,
all right, I'm ready.
Bay. All right. So is there anything in particular that you'd like to see happen with your character on the Bay?
Well, I think she would like, Sarah would like to reconcile with her children more. I think she perceives herself as a loving mother, but things happen and her children seem to always be mad at her. And I think she thinks she's always doing the right thing, but maybe she, you know, in her past, she maybe put herself first over her children. And I think they resent her probably for that. And so she has strained relationships with her children that I think she and me, Mary Beth, would like to see get better, because I like to have a good relationship with my kids, and I think she does too, actually.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I would like to see that happen. I mean, I think that they could do that, and it would work. I would the reconciliation with her kids. Okay,
right.
Do you have a favorite Sarah moment or a favorite, like, I guess, episode of The Bay that you've done?
Well, this was with the Bay people, but it wasn't really the show. It was when we did that that dancing thing at the boat. What was that called? It was some funny little promo thing we did, and the guy was doing it on the airplane. Some other guy was doing it on the airplane another time. What they call that?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it's called.
What was that called? I don't remember what that was called,
Cody,
but that was
know.
Really. Fun. I think it's like.
Remember.
I can't remember either, but. That was super fun, and, you know, getting us all just getting together casually out on that boat and dancing and goofing around, wearing funny costumes and stuff. That, I like that. It was a lot of fun. But, you know, I love working with Matt Ashford. I mean, I've known him forever, and I think he's such a good actor. And on the Bay, he could be so crazy. And when he was, like, hiding out from me on the boat that time, or when we – I think one episode that just aired this season and we're on the boat again, different boat, and he's just, you know, kind of taunting me, and he's just so good, Matt Ashford. So I think I really enjoy the scenes with him. And then I have to say Tristan Rogers because I just think he's so cute. So, you know, I don't know. I don't have a favorite, but I enjoy working with all those people.
Cody, the Bay of the Series just tweeted us and told us it was called the Harlem Shake.
I thought it was.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was the name, but I didn't want to, I was going to say Shuffle, so I was close, but not quite. Yeah.
Well, thank you, the Beta Series Twitter, for giving us information.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay.
Seriously. That's funny.
Cody, do you have questions about the Bay before we move on to Dave? Because those are my
last ones. Nothing I can think of right offhand.
Okay. Well, if you think of something, we'll come back. Okay.
Well, it gets better and better, so keep watching.
Yes, it does. It keeps getting better and better, and they keep making
it better,
which I love.
I will say this. How I got hooked on the Bay back in October. I had a chance to chat with one of your co-stars, Lily Melgar, and for me, I will as a radio host, I think it's a duty that I have to. Watch, read, or listen to anything a guest has ever done. So I don't sound like a doofus on air. I sit down and binge watched every single Bay episode that was up at that point. Sit down and binge watched them all.
That's what I did. Because once you get started, you can't stop. And then you're like, it's been 3 hours. I should probably do something productive. But,
I probably
did the same
this point.
I
been,
first
found
out about the show.
What's that?
Okay. What did you say, Cody?
I was just... go ahead.
All right. Okay, so... on to Days, because everybody knows you from Days. Okay, do you have you've played Kayla forever. Do you have, like, a favorite storyline as her? Or a favorite, a favorite storyline or arc as her?
You know, I really loved, this is so, I know before you were born, there was a story, I know, seriously, I think it was, we did this story, and I've said this before to people, but it was called Emily and Gideon were the characters, and Patch and Kayla, the characters on the show, found this diary in this sort of mansion house, and it was about a Civil War couple, and they were torn apart by war, and it was just a sweet love story, and it was nice because the Patch and Kayla characters, they were already established by then, so it gave a chance to, like, have sort of a beginning love story again by playing these characters, and it was fun because we wore costumes and we got to go to South Carolina to shoot some of it. And it really felt like we were in this sort of epic movie back then, you know, and there's a little bit of an accent and the music. It's still my favorite now, even. I love that whole story arc.
Okay, now I'm going to have to watch it because you made it sound really great. Okay, so that's like my next mission. When I go on my road trip, I'm gonna watch that the whole time I'm driving. Okay, well, not while I'm driving because I will.
Thank you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so somebody put this on my blog and wanted me to ask you, since Patch and Kayla were such a huge super couple and they love you guys. I don't know who this person was. They just called me to my blog. They want to know what your friendship is like with Stephen Nichols in real life.
We're really good friends, and when we were back then, when we were working together all the time, I mean, I would have my little babies and stuff, and he'd come to the hospital and see me, or, you know, he'd take my son to the park when he was older, and he was a very loving, sweet friend when my kids were little, and now, you know, we don't work together anymore, but even the different years that we didn't work together, we would get together for lunch or call each other, talk to each other, and just to show how far that arc is gone now. He's a grandpa, and I just had lunch with him in February for his birthday. So, I mean, we do try to get in contact with each other and get together and see each other, and And I think we'll always have a bond and a fondness for each other. I mean, we really shared a big part of our life with each other.
Yeah, I have had so many people on Twitter tell me, they were like, okay, because I'm a Luke and Laura fan, which is, like, way before my time. So people are like, you should watch Patsy Cahill on YouTube. Like, I've had so many people tell me this. I was like, if you people will stop harassing me, I promise I will get to it. Stop tweeting. I've had so many people who are like, you love Luke and Laura, you're going to love Patsy Cahill. And I was like, don't get me addicted to something that I'm going to have a problem with, because that's how I was with Luke and Laura. Like, they showed this marathon of them right before the 50th anniversary of General Hospital on SoapNet.
Oh, that's
and then
right.
I got obsessed
that's
with
right.
them. And then they weren't even on TV. And I was like, wait a minute. So I'm obsessed with this couple, and they're not on TV anymore. Awesome.
And you're watching,
so,
you're watching, like, you know, 30 years ago, too. So
yeah,
TV is
exactly.
The funny thing. You know, did
yeah,
you ever watch The Brady Bunch? You ever watch The Brady Bunch?
Yes, my grandparents watch it still.
and then you know, Alice just died, and they all her shows always airing, and she looks the same always
yeah.
for all like three generations, four generations, and she was in her 80s,
yeah.
you know. So it kind of keeps everybody in this funny little time capsule, which is probably why
yeah,
then you see somebody on the street and you go, oh my God, you look so old in person.
Yeah, you know, like Florence Henderson from the Brady Bunch was on Dancing with the Stars a few years back, and I was like, I didn't
yeah.
know she was 80. Like, where?
I don't think she is 80, actually.
Well,
I don't think she's 80.
Like,
but I don't know.
Did
she say she was 80?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I think she's close to 80. She may not be 80, but.
She's 80.
She looks great for 80. But I couldn't realize. I didn't realize how long. I didn't realize how long it had been since that show. And then.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I think she's in her 60s or something. But anyway. We could probably
Google
that.
She looks great
that
either
too.
Way. Yeah, now I'm going to
yeah.
have to Google it. Okay, so
yeah.
let's see. Next, what did I write? Okay, do you have a favorite character of all the characters you've played?
You know, it's probably Kayla, really, probably. Just because I'm sentimental about her, because I played her so long, and the whole Days of Our Lives family I've known for 28 years, and even now, the other day, I was with Drake Hogeston, and we were talking and laughing, and I thought, he's just like he's like an old cousin. I've known him for such a long time. So I think I'm the most sentimental about Days for that reason, but, you know, the Bay is a fun character for me to play because I'm the matriarch of this whole group, and that's really fun, and Gregory writes such a good character, and he has such you know, vision of this character, and I can talk to him about it, which is great. Daytime TV, you don't ever really meet the writers or see the writers or talk to the writers about anything. So the Bay's nice that way, that it's more collaborative.
Yeah, you know, I was actually surprised by the Bay, because normally I'm not really into web series, because I'm like, it's on the internet, this is a lot of work to go online and watch a show, but I'm like so addicted to it, and I watch it every time there's a new one out. And I was like, I didn't think I could commit to an online show, but this one's really different, and I love it.
I think when people start getting used to doing that, and you know, even the Netflix House of Cards and things, you know, they release all of it at once, and you can watch it when you want to watch it and all that. I mean, it's a sort
yeah.
of newfangled thing, and the same with the web, it's the same thing. So, I mean, this is, you know, time released sort of, but they're all there after they've been released, you know. So. I think that more and more it will become more the norm, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of them now, and they're getting really popular, and they're getting better. Like, all the web series, when they first started, web series were kind of like, it was like really a show on the internet, and now they're getting really good, and they're at the same level that
right.
a daytime
right.
TV show would be.
Right.
All right, so next, when did you know that you wanted to be an actress?
When I was 5 years old. No kidding. My mother came home I remember when I was five, and my mother came home and said that she had seen somebody who did her horoscope, and they said that she went through the line of the kids of what they would be, and I think she got to me and she said, you'd be an actress. I remember that conversation, and so I don't know if that planted the seed or if that's the way it was going to be or whatever, but my whole life, if I could get out of doing an exam or something, I would tell the teacher that I would write and perform a play. Like, I mean, I remember in fourth grade getting, like, an award for a best actress or something that year or something, you know. But it was whatever I could do to get out of regular schoolwork is how I went about it, I think. And so I always knew my entire life that that's what I wanted to do. And my grandma, who I love so much, and she tried to pay me to take typing in high school. And I was like, no, I'm not taking typing because I don't want to be a secretary. And it'll make it so I don't become an actress. There'll be some cushion that I won't be able to do it. Where, gosh darn it, I wish I would have taken that typing now that everything's in computers. But so it was just always that way. And then I got a job, you know, when I was 14, because back then you could kind of do that. I got a job and paid my sister to drive me to acting classes and paid for the acting classes. And then when I got a little bit older, I auditioned for the summer conservatory, and then I did the summer conservatory. And then I auditioned for the first play, and it was like this professional theater kind of close to where I lived. And I got in that play, and then I met my husband, and then I moved away for a while, and then I came back. And when I came back, I did another play at that theater, and someone discovered me from L.A. for, like, a commercial or a TV show or something, and then that's kind of how it got rolling.
So you always knew. Yeah, I always knew what I wanted to do, too, since I was little. So
what do you want to do?
Everybody's like, I'm going to be a singer, and I've been singing since I was 2 years old. So
that's great.
Everybody's like, are you sure that's what you want to do? I'm like, I knew I wanted to do that when I was in, like, elementary school. Like, I did all the elementary school plays, choir, yeah, everything. So, okay.
Well, you gotta keep hustling to keep happy. That's the secret.
Yeah.
Gotta make it happen,
okay.
You know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm, like, trying my hardest to do everything that I can. If you could change anything about your career, would you? And if you would, what would it be?
That I work every day, all the time. All these shows, especially if you're not a regular on a show of any show, as an actor, you're just waiting for the next show. So then when you have free time, you don't have money, and then when you are working and you have money, you don't have time. So it's sort of a crazy thing. But I just love working, and I love acting, so if I had my way, I'd work every day. So that'd be what I would change.
That's awesome. Cody, do you have questions before we go to, like, fun stuff?
This isn't really a question, but this is a probably sort of off topic, but I just wanted to say that you know, through the course of running the show, I've had my opportunity to chat with several daytime stars, and I have nothing but the absolute utmost respect for what you guys do.
Yeah, I would say that the memorizing, you know, it's such a different world on daytime TV than it used to be, because we used to, we'd do one show a day, and we'd go through the show like four times, and you would be with the same people all day, so you'd work the lines, you'd rehearse, it just the whole thing, and they gave you notes. They gave you notes of, you know, changing things and trying a different attack on something or whatever. And now we do, and that maybe that was, I don't know what, 75 or 80 pages, and now we do like 140 pages a day, a bunch of different shows. There's you just show up and you walk out there and you do it, and there's no rehearsal, and then you like go home, and they do so much. Like right now we're shooting, and it airs in the end of October. That's how far ahead they are.
Wow.
So it just things are just done so differently now that it's so fast-paced and so crazy and kind of stressful but fun. But so I think now for daytime people, it's even there's more respect in that part. It's just what they can manage. to learn all that dialogue, to have no rehearsal, and to pull it off and be pretty good, I think that's pretty amazing feat, actually. I'm not even referring to myself as anyone.
Amazing.
I mean, it's just an amazing feat just to do that kind of power memorization like that. I keep thinking maybe we won't get Alzheimer's if we're lucky.
I tend to agree. It is pretty incredible.
Yeah,
and again, I have to say, daytime stars are probably some of the sweetest, most gracious people I've probably ever came in contact with.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, the ones I know are, for sure. They're so nice.
Yeah, we have lots of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're up for taking a few
okay,
callers,
so,
we have someone online if
yeah.
you're up for taking a call or two. All right, hold on. This first call I'm going to bring on, we both know him pretty well, Em. So
Travis.
Let's go ahead and bring him on. Travis, are you there, bud?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Travis,
hey.
How are you, man?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty
Hi,
good.
Hi, Travis. Are you a local favorite of this radio station or something?
Hi. Actually, no. I run my own podcast online. It's called Gabtown Divas. I've been running it for about 2 years now. And I met Cody just through Twitter, through, you know, promoting and both doing our own shows. So I've been doing mine for 2 years, and I've had several of the Danger Wise family on my show. And so I was just excited to be able to call in and talk to you tonight and say hi. So,
hi.
How are you? Hi, how's it going?
I'm good.
Good. Well, I've been watching Days for 21 years. So
what?
I remember what's that?
What did you say?
Oh, I said, I've been watching Days of Our Lives for 21 years.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I remember,
been alive.
But I remember, you know, Patch and Kayla, I remember, you know, the good old days. And I just have to say, it's been, since then, I'm not seeing you on as often, and I'm hoping and looking forward to seeing you more on Days. I love when you're, you know, at the pub helping Grandma Caroline, and just, you know, those sweet moments, I think they're just, you know, they're not shown often enough, and I think that's very important.
I agree
you know,
with you.
Kayla.
I just had some the other day with her, and I swear, I just, even the way she portrays this, one, the character, which she and I are close anyway, but the whole way she portrays this illness and everything, even in rehearsal, I'm always kind of choked up of your parents having this happen and all that, and I really enjoy that stuff too. I think it's something I like doing, heartfelt stuff. So, and that's so easy because I care about her anyway, and so, you know. But I agree with you. I like that stuff a lot.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because Days, you know, it becomes part of your family. I mean, I've been, like I said, I'm in my late 20s, well, 29. And I've been watching the show, you know.
Yeah, I get much later than that.
Yeah, for 21 years, you know what I mean? And I, you know, I grew up with half the cast, you know, as they've grown on and, you know, became and you just become, you know, into themselves. They've grown into themselves as actors and actresses, and it's like a family, you know. And with, you know, Grandma Caroline coming into, you know, with the Alzheimer's, I mean, my grandfather passed away from dementia, so that kind of, you relate with that stuff, you know, and Will and Sonny, when Will came out, I mean, I've been out for 11 years, so I related to that, and just different things that happens on the show, you know. So I just wanted to say that, just know that your fans love you. I run a Days of Our Lives page online as well, fan page, and we're just avid supporters of the show, and I just appreciate everything you do, and thank you for all your hard work and just doing what you do, because you bring happiness into our lives, and you as an actress, when you're on, I just look forward to it so much, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I look forward to many, many more years to come of Days of Our Lives and Kayla as well, and I can't wait to see what's to come with your character. So it was a pleasure being able to just say hi to you tonight. I've been waiting for years for this to happen, and it made my night.
Oh, great. Oh, super. All right. Thank you so much. Take care, Travis.
All right, thanks, Travis.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
All right, thanks, bud. Bye. The next caller I'm going to bring on, we have...
Well, we have more than one caller. I feel important.
256, you're on. 256?
Hello?
Yes, 256, you're on. Hey. Hello?
Kathy. I think it's Kathy.
I'm not sure.
Maybe. She's driving, so I think that her service is spotty. But she has a 256 area code, so I was assuming it was Kathy.
She'll
call back, maybe.
We'll come back to that one. So this caller we're going to bring on, hold on. 603, you're on.
Hi. Mary Beth,
I want to
thank you for the incredible performances that you've been giving on the Bay. Thank you so much for representing the powerful actress that you are. And I just want to thank you.
I was holding my breath right there to say see what you were. What you were saying, I was representing. I didn't know. I was like, oh, what?
And I want to thank you. You and Stephen Nichols created the most iconic, sensual, sweet, funny couple on the television screen or large screen. No, nobody compares to either of you.
Thank you. It's funny, when we went back in 2006, the fans had sent us a compiled DVD of stuff. And at first I didn't really want to see it. I hadn't seen it in, forever. And, probably since we shot it. And I was really pleasantly surprised at how just sweet the couple was, how nice. It was such fun stuff, and I think we brought a lot to it. And we had such a good connection as people, and the characters were written so well that it was, I don't think I'll ever have another connection like that. What?
You're too modest. You really are.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that I think that we did have a good connection, and it was well written and well thought out, and I don't think that will ever happen again for my life. That was really special.
Is there a possibility you two might be reunited?
You never know. I mean, not that I know of now, but you never know. Things change on a dime, so I'm always open to it, though. I adore him, so.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It's always possible.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's try a 256 again. Hold on. A 256, you're on. Hello?
Nope. Hello. Kathy?
Hey, 256. I don't know what's going on there.
I know it's Kathy. She's on her cell phone driving.
Right. Well, we'll come back to that one if we have time.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if she knows that she's on. Maybe that's what it is. Oh, well. She'll stay on the line.
Did you have any questions for him? Any more questions?
Okay. I have a couple more, and then I have something that somebody wanted me to mention. Okay. So let's see. So everybody that found out you were coming on our show told me to ask you about your cooking skills. So would you elaborate, please?
Well, I'll tell you, when I met my husband, I was 19, I worked at a health food store or something, restaurant, and their specialty was quiche. And I made that when I met him, that's all I ever made was quiche, broccoli quiche, spinach quiche. Every night was a different quiche. Because that's all I knew how to do. And then over time, I started getting cookbooks and started teaching myself and learning how to cook. And then I had kids, and then you can't really go out to dinner every night when you have kids. So I really started cooking then. And then probably about 1990, Martha Stewart came out with some, Christmas book or something. And I was pregnant with my second child, and I got really fired up and made, everything in the book and told everybody in my family we had to get dressed fancy for Christmas dinner and this whole thing, and just bumped up the whole thing. That those traditions actually have stayed with my whole family now. And now I'm a great cook, and my friends and I, we got into, having each other over and trying to outdo each other with recipes from we would find or whatever. So now I'm actually a great cook and great party thrower and everything, all just because I cared about it and I wanted to. In fact, every time I would have people for dinner, I would spend the entire day in the kitchen with new recipes and some kind of pie and a something, everything. So, and my husband would give me such a hard time about it, and I thought that's what it was all about. And then he was always saying to me, why don't you just make things you know how to make, and it'd be a lot better. And I finally started doing that, and now that's what I do. I make things I know how to make. It's super easy. I spend more time over at the, cheese and cracker thing and a glass of wine and enjoy myself, and less time frantically making things I don't know how to make. So my husband always says I'm a great cook, but it's completely because I cared about it and I taught myself how to do it.
Awesome. So now we know why everybody mentions that and tells me to ask that question. I had, like, so many people telling me this, and I was like, okay, what's the big secret, everyone? Like, you just keep saying this, and you don't tell me why.
You know what? I make really good chocolate chip cookies. I mean, everybody loves my chocolate chip cookies. And the recipe I made, there's a video on YouTube I did for a charity or something that was just shot in my kitchen with, you know, a friend of mine holding a little baby camera. So you can look up how I make my cookies, mainly by ignoring the mixer as it's, you know, beating things to death. I think that does something to your cookies. But yeah, my chocolate chip cookies I'm really known for. But I had a pie business for a long time. I stopped this year just because I kind of ran out of people to make them for me, and because they were handmade and just really labor-intensive, and I couldn't really make any money. But it was great fun. It was a great ride. I did it from 2005 into this last year for, like, so, you know, like 10 years. So it was a lot of fun. That's my big claim to fame. I sold 3,000 10-inch pies on QB 7 minutes. That's my big.
Wow.
That's amazing.
My big claim to fame.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was amazing. It was amazing. But so that's my whole baking cooking story, yes. So.
That's awesome. Okay, let's see. Cody, yeah, what?
And the calls just, I keep rolling in. Let's go to...
Okay, I'll shut up. You bring the callers on.
All right. 570, you're on. 570.
Hello?
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 Hello, 570.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you how much I always enjoyed your performance as Catherine Bell on General Hospital.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was a lot of fun there.
Okay,
they bring back
you
a lot of those people from that show, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, 570. Bye.
I hate when people call and don't give us their name. That bothers me. Please give us their name when you call us.
This last caller, I'm going to bring on. I'm pretty sure this one is Kathy. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Okay, apparently it's not Kathy.
Hi, you love.
The mysterious Kathy. She's so mysterious.
Apparently.
All right, you guys.
251.
Do you think you have anything else for me?
I can't think of anything else. Can you?
Nope. I think I'm good. I think I got everything.
Well, thank you, guys. You guys are so sweet. Thanks for asking me to be on your show.
Thanks for coming on our show. This was awesome.
Sure, you guys have been good. You guys have done your homework. That was good.
Thank you again, Mary Beth. And you have a open invitation to the show anytime you want to come on, and we'd love to have you back anytime, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye,
thanks,
Emily.
Bye. That was kind of incredible, wasn't it, Emma?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I want to be best friends with her. She was so fun. Yay. Okay, that was amazing. I have to, like, tell everyone that just happened now.
That was kind of incredible, I got to admit.
I'm not going to just tweet. I'm going to fangirl, guys. I just,
fangirl,
you know, whatever.
Tweet. Oh,
okay,
Lord.
I have to say two things. I am sorry to the Beta Series Twitter. Whoever's behind this Twitter, I forget their name. Mandy? Is it Mandy? Yeah. She sent me a message, and she told me that she has Steve and Kayla DVDs, and she'd let me borrow them if I wanted, so I'm really excited because I'm going to get her DVDs. She also wanted me to ask Mary Beth about the Bay fan weekend, but we had so many callers that I forgot. And then she just sent me a message that said you guys cut out for us, and that's because our stream ended, but you can check it out on the archive. And so I think that's everything. Man, that was fun. And she loves to talk. Oh, my gosh. I love when people talk and they have long answers.
What did I tell you?
Because I love, like, well, you told me, but I love.
What did I tell you?
She
loves to talk, didn't I?
Well, I hate when we have people on, like, no offense to any of our past guests, who, like, give really short answers and they don't really like talking. They just kind of want to answer questions and they don't want to small talk. And I enjoy that because it's really fun. So I'm so excited. That was amazing. Anyway.
And I'll be honest with you, too.
Let me do it.
It makes our jobs easier, doesn't it?
Yes, that was so fun. Oh, my gosh. I'm so hyper. Okay, so let me do announcements and then a couple other things. So let's see. Friday we have a radio a GH recap show at 6 p.m. And then next Tuesday night, we have Amanda Williams, who's a singer, at 6 p.m. Also, if anyone's interested, which you guys probably aren't because I'm, like, the only music fan besides Cody, Wednesday tonight, actually, no, tomorrow night, excuse me, is the CMT Music Awards. So if you guys want to check it out, you can live tweet with me and probably Cody because he'll probably
watch. I forgot about that. Thank you. I had forgot.
And for it's in my calendar. I write everything down. And also, for anyone interested, Saturday night, or Saturday, I'm not sure what time, Steve Burton is doing a live Google Hangout, but you have to RSVP to him or you won't get in because of so many people, so much demand. So if you're on his email list or just go on his website, you can RSVP, and then you can hang out with Steve Burton on Saturday because I will probably be there. And thank you to the Beta Series Twitter people, like whoever. I don't know if it's the same person always, but thank you so much for all your help getting Mary Beth on, and also for like live tweeting kind of with us, and also for DMing me during this because that was kind of fun. And also thank you in advance for letting me borrow your Steve and Kayla DVDs. I love you. We're going to be besties. I'm so hyper. I need to chill. And I also need to go find my cat because he went outside and I don't know where he is. But
Lord.
Anyways.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay, you can take this tweet because Mandy wants to know where we went. You can explain the archive because I've done it enough times.
Okay.
You can take that one. Anyways, that was fun. Unless you have anything else, I think we're good, right?
I think so. I think with that, I'm going to end the show right here. And I'll be talking to you later on Twitter, and I'll probably be texting you later. All right, Em?
All right, cool. Bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our Mary Beth Evans interview. But Mary Beth is a doll. That's just plain and simple. She's one of the sweetest ladies ever. I think I'm going to, like I said, in the show right here, if you've been listening to Weekdays with Murph, thank you and goodbye.